Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life, where we talk about everything. And I'm so grateful that you are here. I do want to introduce and re-invite my friend, Todd Paxian. Todd, it's been a little while. You've been traveling and getting around and doing some fun stuff, I hope.
Yes, I was in Turkey and Israel. I had a great trip. It's great to be back.
Oh, gosh. Okay. I want to hear about all that. Good stuff. I love it. Well, I do want to just give out our number, and that number is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Also, if you have something that you want to talk about here on my show, I'd love to have you reach out to us, and that is kim@kpshow.org. I do want to remind you to download our podcast and leave us a little review there, and definitely rate us so we know if we're doing a good job or not. So with that, I always like to start my show with something uplifting, and today's is one day at a time. And really, that's the way we have to live our lives. Todd, I know that, gosh, this shooting with all these beautiful children in Texas was just heart-wrenching to me, as I have four grandchildren within those ages, and my heart just goes out to these families. Todd, do you have anything to add to that?
Just a lot of frustration. It just keeps happening. It's not the first time, and it won't be the last time.
Yeah.
And so that's the thing with Sandy Hook and all of these other times. It just keeps happening.
It is so true. And, you know, a lot of people, I'm not getting political, but a lot of people think it's the guns, but it's really mental health. And we have to have a way for these people to get help and, you know, and to be able to talk to somebody. And so that is something that is so needed in our community, in our country. And insurances have, you know, cut a lot of things out. So yeah, I didn't want to get into all that, but I wanted to just say that, you know, my prayers go out to each and every one of them. And, you know, there's services out there if somebody's really having a hard time. I know my daughter just picking up her children and listening to that it's heart-wrenching. You know, you think our children are safe at their schools, and we need to really look at this. So that's my rant for the morning. Again, for anybody that's tuned in to the Kim Pagano Show, we are so grateful that you are here. And Todd, we're so grateful you're back. So what are we focusing on? And of course, this is your sixth week.
I wanted to focus today on eliminating stressors, because everybody knows that stress is not good for you.
Correct.
And there's things that we have to do every week or every month that perhaps we can eliminate them or do less of them. So I want to explore how we can make our lives a little bit easier today.
So let me ask you, when you say you're stressed things that we can do, what is like one thing that you're talking about that you are stressed at every single week?
Well, I think paying the bills sometimes can be aggravating.
Yeah, on the first every month, another one, right? Yeah.
You know, I get aggravated paying the bills, and I tend to be a little neurotic, so sometimes I'll pay, you know, a bill early in the month when I could pay them all later in the month, so that's something I want to talk about.
Okay.
So paying the bills, I think. I know a lot of people would tell you cleaning the house is something that they're just tired of because they've been doing it for 30 years, you know, twice a month, and they're just exhausted with it. I think a lot of people are tired when it's their job in the structure of the relationship to take care of the kids at night in terms of their homework, you know, every single night having to sit with the kids and do homework. Mm-hmm. So there's certain things that I think really you know, people just want to pull their hair out when they have to do them. And I want to see if there's a way that we can do them less or even eliminate them completely.
Yeah, well, you know what? When I think of all those, and I'm sure you're absolutely 100% right, okay? They are tedious and frustrating. Sometimes you feel like you're working in an endless circle. But then we have to look at being grateful, right? I mean, grateful that, thank God, we have our children to do that with. Grateful that we have a home to clean. Grateful that we, you know, we have bills. My grandma used to say, if you're paying taxes, that's because you made money. So
it's,
how do we
turn those things around? You've stolen my thunder. That's the second half of this
today's
discussion is that if you can't do it differently, look at it differently.
Okay.
So yeah, you're ahead of me.
Well, that's good, though. Okay, so we're both in line. So, but how do you mentally almost detach from that and change those thoughts? So I'm going to put that back on you.
Well, I mean, I think, you know, a good example, if you have to do something and you can't get rid of it, and let's say it's paying, it's spending time in the evening with your kids doing their homework. Mm-hmm. And I didn't have to. I was busy working, building a company, so my wife did all of that. But I can just imagine how frustrated I would be, you know, trying to, you know, relearn some of the math that they know today or the science they know today. And if
right.
it's not something you can get rid of, you can't convince your wife to do it for you, or you can't afford to get a tutor, which certainly wouldn't make a lot of sense unless it was a specific class, I think you do change the way you look at it. Instead of I have to do this, boy, am I so lucky I get to spend this quality time with my son or my daughter, and I can mentor them during these times about life, so I can be, you know, a key figure to make them live a happier life during this time.
I love that. I love that. And you know what? Sometimes it's we can't have that time over. And I think so many young parents, when they're, you know, bringing up their children and we're trying to make a career at the same time, sometimes we forget that this is such a special time. And then we get, you know, last night I had dinner for one of my daughter's birthdays and we were all talking and my kids were there, you know, a few of my kids. And, you know, I was like, there were things that I was like, well, I didn't do that as a parent and you should have done that. But, and we can't do redos, but we can, you know, learn from our mistakes and learn from what we haven't done. And so what's your thought on that?
Well, when it comes to kids, my wife and I had a lot of difficulty having children. We would have loved to have had three, and we are blessed to have one, and he's an in vitro kid. So when I hear people complaining about kids, you know, I do want to say, my God, you know, if you're that frustrated with your kids, would you trade them away, you know, so you're not as frustrated? Please appreciate your kids. There are so many people in America today and around the world today who can't have kids. So it is, you know, the way that you view everything. And as you said at the very beginning, it's about being more appreciative of what you have.
Right, right. But how, Todd, you have your beautiful book, and I just want to remind everybody about, you know, it's been a couple weeks since you've been on, but your book is Want More Happiness in Your Life, and of course, 12 Weeks to Living a Happier Life program, Finding Happiness with Todd Paxton. What if you're not happy? How do you change that?
Well, if you're not happy, you know, in life in general, I think you have to make a decision that you want to change it. And I always say, do it for you and do it for your kids, because your kids would be like you. And then I think you have to start with a program like my 12-week program or another program that somebody else might have out there. As they say, if you keep doing the same things over and over again, you're not going to get different results. So you need to come up with a new program of how you can start to live a happier life. And as I said, I think that the number one thing is to stop beating yourself up, stop putting yourself down, stop tearing yourself apart.
Right. And look at the brighter side of life, right? I mean,
absolutely.
You know, yeah.
But there's, you know, I've got the whole 12 steps that I'm going through with you week by week, and you really need all 12 steps, I believe, to live a happy, fulfilled life.
I love that. I love
by
that.
By the way, I want to give away five of my workbooks if I can this week. Anybody who wants to go to my website at toddpatkin.com, TODDPATKIN.com, and go to the workbook section where it says buy the workbook, and then you'll just hit that and you'll go right to my email address and just put in your name and your address, and I'll send you out a free workbook.
I love that. Thank you so much for doing that. Give that one more time for our listeners that might.
Sure. My website is my name, T-O-D-D, last name Patkin, P-A-T-K-I-N.com, toddpatkin.com. And you'll see where it says buy the workbook, and just click on buy the workbook. And where then you'll see that it's my email, and you'll simply email me with your name and address, and I'll send you the workbook.
I love that. Thank you so much for doing that. So as we're getting to number three, okay, so we do spend less time doing the things that stress us out. What if that's not exactly possible? So, I mean, we can choose some of the things that, you know, like you said, I really believe that. If you want a different result, you have to do something different. But what if some of those things you can't change? Is there a different way to get through that?
Well, we talked a little bit about looking at them differently, but let me do make a suggestion in terms of how you can start to do these things less often, because you need to think outside the box. Like if I'm doing the bills, why don't I say to my wife, even though for 30 years we've been married and we had an agreement the day we got married that I would do the bills and you would clean the house, and the bills are really starting to bother me, why not ask the wife to swap it up?
Ooh,
or if you're doing
idea.
The bills and you're like me, you're a little neurotic, so you pay some of them when the bill first comes in, why not try to change? So, like you said, you just do them on the first of every month.
Mm-hmm.
So there are different ways that we can try to do things less often or completely avoid them altogether.
I love that idea. I love that. And really, you know, I've heard this too, is you take almost like a round circle, a pie, and you kind of cut out, you know, different things that you do in your life. And are how many of those things are making you happy? And if, like, walking every morning, I try to walk every morning with my dog, it makes me feel great for the day. And so how many times am I doing that? Well, I could do it maybe at night, too. So then that's another thing that's going to make me happy. We have to start doing a little more of the things that make us happy and a little less of the things that don't. But sometimes we really aren't aware of it, right?
Yeah, I mean, they say you spend more time planning a vacation than you do your entire life. So if you spend, you know, 2 or 3 hours planning each time you go out of the country, why not spend 1 hour sitting down once a month and saying to yourself, how can I be happier? And making a list of maybe 1 to 10 and trying to do, even if you just do 1 or 2 of those things, if they're new to your life, they'll add a lot of excitement or a lot of pleasure to your life. So it's just thinking outside the box. We all get in ruts. Human beings get in ruts. We're used to doing the same thing. We wake up, we brush our teeth, we go to the same job, we come home, we watch TV, we go to bed at night. If we're unhappy, we need to do something different. That's why I say grab a program like mine or someone else's program, but at least do what you just said. Make a list of the things that perhaps would make you happier and start doing them.
Wow.
We just got a little dog. We had two little Yorkies. They had passed away a long time ago. And I think my wife just felt like she was missing something in her life. And so now we have a little French bulldog.
Uh-huh.
And he's really sweet, and it's nice. It brings a little more happiness into your life. So something we did to try to uplift ourselves.
And how's that working?
The first day or two, I thought we made the biggest mistake in the world because all we did was poop and pee and want attention. But now he's moved in. We're used to him, and now it's really going to be great.
I love that. You know what? Animals are great. You know, I mean, they are another upkeep, you know, but it definitely, it's like a companion, and they're your best friends no matter what. So I love that.
He slept on me this morning, which is really nice.
See, there you go. I have a question for you. Now, you're 12 weeks, we're on our 6th week. So do you start off like on Monday thinking about this, and then you kind of like go to the next, you know, like for the whole week, you're trying this one thing. tell us how your program works.
Yeah, the way that it's supposed to be, I mean, it's ideal if each week you pick the same day to decide that you're going to do my, you know, the way that I would do it certainly is go to the videos on my website or on YouTube at Finding Happiness with Todd. So they mirror what we're talking about today. So if you go to week six there, you'll see eliminating stressors. And I think if you can pick the same day every week, maybe it's Sunday, maybe it's Monday, I think it's easiest on the weekend because you don't have work, and you decide this week I'm going to really do all I can to be effective with what Todd's teaching. Now, at the same time, you should have been trying to continue with the ones before, because the whole idea at the end of the 12 weeks is to have had, you know, an improvement in all 12 weeks. So, like, week two, of course, was exercise, and we didn't just want you to bring on a movement, doing movement and moving to get going. We didn't just want you to do that in week two. We wanted you to continue it in week three, four, and five. Week three was reading motivational or happy material. We wanted you to continue with that as well.
Right, right. Okay. So, and then just can you go back over like the first week, the second week, the third week, and bring us all the way up to where we are today?
Sure. So the first week was the one that I felt was the most important one where we really beat ourselves up. I think most people in America focus on all they do wrong and they ignore what they do right. We don't take 2 seconds to celebrate our successes. Each night we've got one thing that we did during the day to beat ourselves up and make ourselves miserable. So it's all about being kinder to yourself, treating yourself with as much love as you treat your friends. And we showed through an exercise where we closed our eyes that we treat our friends much better when they're struggling and feeling bad about something they did than we treat ourselves when we're in the same situation. Week two was exercise. And as I just went over it, you exercise, you get yourself more energy, more power, so we can drive through the rest of the program. Week three was listening to motivational material or positive material, same thing. You're getting more powerful so you can drive through the program. Week four, we talked about living in the present. A lot of times we focus on the past and we constantly think about an interaction we had with a brother or sister. Why did that go wrong? Or why didn't I handle things differently? Or we're focused on the future. Am I going to die? Am I going to lose all my money? And we talked about focusing on how often, how likely it is to happen. And if it happens, how likely it is that it would really destroy you.
Right.
The next one we talked about in week five was playing to your strengths. Really important to ask yourself, what are the 5 things I do better than most people in the world? What are the 5 things I love doing the most? Anything that's on both of those lists, you now know is your sweet spot. That's what you were supposed to do when you came to this planet, and start trying to spend more time doing that. And week six is eliminating stressors, like we just talked about. If you hate paying the bills, see if you can get your wife to do it so you don't have to do it at all. If you have to do it, try to just pay it one time per month instead of several times a month. If you have to do something, maybe do it differently. If you have to clean the house but you really hate cleaning the house, maybe get some headphones and listen to some heavy rock, and maybe that will make it easier. And if you have to do it, and you can't do it differently, can you look at it differently? We said if you're doing homework with your kids, instead of saying, oh, I have to do this, it's going to be horrible, say how lucky I am to be able to spend this quality time when my kid is growing up and, you know, is in need of my advice, and this is a way for me to give it to him every night subtly while I'm doing his homework with him.
Todd, whoa, I love that. You are awesome. And, of course, you took your own advice and went through all of these steps, correct?
Yes, but, you know, I want to be honest with people. And I've had – this year has not been a great year for me. I've had some times when I've really been struggling with my own happiness.
Okay, that's normal. And thank you for being, vulnerable.
Yeah,
honest.
I mean, I think it's important for people to know. It's not like, you know, you do these exercises and you complete them and you're done with them and, you know, you're a champion.
No,
we're
passive.
Human beings. It's
absolutely
like the ocean. It moves out and comes back. So I think everybody has their ups and their downs.
What a
metaphor. This has been a down year for me in terms of just struggling with different things. Next year could be the best year of my life. But I think it's very important, as I told you, if you really struggle with depression and anxiety, to be on some meds, which I am. And I think it's very important to find a program that you can listen to and learn from to try to be happier. And if you're feeling down, you need to go and, you know, do that program again.
I love it. Thank you so much. We all have it. I have it. Everybody has it. You know, nobody, if somebody tells you they're happy all the time, you know what? They're not being honest with you. I love this. Todd Packin, how do our listeners get their workbook?
Yeah, so if you want to go to my website, toddpatkin.com, toddpatkin.com. You can, if you want to learn my whole philosophy on happiness, check out my TED Talk.
Uh-huh.
And then if you want to get either the big book or the workbook, it will say buy the book or buy the workbook, and it actually comes to my inbox. And all I need to know, if you were one of the first five, you'll get the workbook for free. And if you are after that, just make sure I know whether you want the big book or the workbook with your name and address.
There you go. Todd, can't wait for you to come back. Thank you so much for sharing.
Thanks, Kim. Thanks so much. I love being on your show.
Thank you so much. All right,
bye.
Take care, and I hope this is a great week for you.
Thank
all
you.
All right. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We've got some really good stuff, and we thank you so much for being here. Definitely reach out to Todd for his book. Now, you won't be sorry. It's a great book. And we're going to take a really quick break. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you worried your perfect customers are finding you online, then clicking away because your website makes your business look outdated? Imagine this, having a website that reflects your expertise and professionalism. Peace of mind knowing your website is kept up to date and secure. A managed hosting plan, especially for your website. If you're ready to have all that you imagined, visit webweaversconsulting.com for WordPress website packages, maintenance plans, and hosting plans. Webweavers Consulting will make your website work for you so you can focus on making a difference in your own unique way. That's webweaversconsulting.com.
Main Street Mortgage guides and educates clients based on three fundamental principles coined by America's homeownership coach, John W. Mallett, which form the basis of their unique approach to building wealth and well-being through homeownership. When followed, these principles result in their clients' successful purchase of their home and lay a strong foundation for sustained homeownership. Main Street Mortgage's mission, purpose, and goals are to provide you with the tools to finance and purchase your dream home. Come one step closer to homeownership by contacting Gina at 818-874-9900. That's 818-874-9900. Don't put your dreams on hold any longer. Call today.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out survivalswimwithkim.com. That's survivalswimwithkim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Barbara Doust is a mindset strategist, business coach, author, and inspirational speaker. She can help you break through your inner ceilings to play a bigger game in business and in life. In a short period of time, she shows you how to grow your self-worth, to grow your net worth, and introduce you to the parts of yourself that you haven't met. You don't get what you want, you get who you are. Schedule your complimentary Play a Bigger Game session today at barbaradoust.com. daoust.com. That's Barbara, daoust.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, I do want to say, I hope that everybody has a wonderful Memorial Day. And of course, for those that think it's all about the picnicking and barbecuing, it is, but it's also, I just want to say thank you for your service, for all of the active military that we have lost. And so again, and of course, leading into my next guest, Rebecca Lang is going to be talking about food and summer entertaining and, of course, Memorial Day. So let's invite Rebecca Lang. She is a author of numerous cookbooks and nationally renowned for recipe creator. Let's welcome her, Rebecca.
Good morning, Rebecca. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Very good. Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us here on my radio show, the Kim Pagano Show, and, of course, The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, summer eats, treats, and entertaining is something I love to do. And, of course, with, you know, summer and Memorial Day right around the corner, let's talk about this. And, of course, you are, you have this amazing cookbook, author, and food writer, and Rebecca Lang joining us. Good morning, and thank you so much for being here.
Oh, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, talk to us. Tell us a little bit about yourself. And you have 7 cookbooks, is that correct?
I actually have 8. This new one called Y'all Come Over is number 8, and it's all about entertaining. And I really wanted to make it easy for everybody. So every menu I have written down a timeline, so everything is ready on time. I have chapters on how to write thank you notes after a party, how to plan for how much your guest will eat, how much your guest will drink, because nobody wants to overbuy on too much food and too much drink, and a lot of Southern etiquette and hospitality to kind of help us refresh how to have people over again now that we've all been staying apart for so long.
I love it. It's time to party for sure. And so talk to us. Okay. In fact, I'm probably going to let the bag, you know, the secret out of the bag, but my dad's turning 90 and I'm going to have a get together for him. And so I thought this was perfect because yeah, we're going to do a lunchtime. And you know, I love to cook and I love to entertain, but then also I start going, oh my gosh, what am I going to make? What am I going to do? So talk to us. What's your thoughts on that?
So I think the easiest thing, you're doing the right thing where you know first exactly what time of day you're going to have a party, and then you go backwards from there. So your first thought, now that you know you're having, let's say you're having it at noon, your first thought would be, are you going to invite people with paper invitations? Are you going to send an email? Are you going to text?
Already did that, so everything's out. I've got probably about 35 people coming, which is perfect, not huge for nowadays. And so that's all done. And then I was going to do, you know, a little appetizers and then a little lunch and dessert.
Oh, that sounds lovely. Well, start making your plan with what you're going to do, what you can do ahead and freeze, what you can go ahead and knock out a few days in advance. When I write a timeline, and you'll see this in the book, I even tell readers when to take out the trash and unload their dishwasher. Because
I like that.
Well, when you start a party, ultimately, I want you to have an empty dishwasher, and I want you to be ready then, so then you can relax, enjoy the party, and not worry about cleaning up while people are there. Because if you know your dishwasher's empty, you just wait until everybody leaves, never clean up in front of people, shut the door, then load the dishwasher, and, you know, in your case, you'll be able to take a nap.
Done.
Yeah.
There you go. I like that. Rebecca, talk to us. What is your favorite items to have during these summer parties or maybe even my party?
Right. Well, I love Bush's baked beans. We, growing up, Kim, we had, and still to this day, my mom makes a side dish with Bush's that is part of our family tradition. Like, we would never have a grill out without her baked beans. And so Bush's baked beans are really kind of the sure side of a good time. And to me, I know it's summertime because it's time to open a can of Bush's baked beans. So it feels like summer. It tastes like summer. And the cool thing is, the savory flavor in the beans actually brings out better flavor in things you already love for summer, probably like hot dogs and hamburgers. And the flavors of original, there's sweet heat, but I really love the brown sugar hickory. I feel like they taste like they've been, you know, slow cooked all day. It's like summer in a spoon.
Wow. And what about a main course? What would you do for a main course?
Well, my two favorite things for main courses, I like to get everybody out by the grill. So I'll do barbecued and bacon shrimp, where I take shrimp, I wrap it in bacon and put barbecue sauce all over it and grill them just a few minutes. Another one I really like, if you want to do the surf and turf kind of feel, is a skirt steak. And I grill, marinate it for a short period of time in red wine vinegar. Then I grill it, and then I serve it with a fennel slaw. And then, you know, the fun thing is, after you finish having your main course, everybody wants to have something amazing for dessert. And, you know, if you don't have an awesome dessert, that's when you start losing them, and they head out the front door.
But that is true.
Yeah, so everybody wants to finish on a sweet note. So I like to keep the fun going in the summer with delicious Entenmann's baked goods. And I love the fact that Entenmann's has been baking for over 100 years. So they were baking before your dad was here. I mean, that's amazing.
There you go. Yeah.
But I wish you could see it. I have in front of me, I've made a tower of sweets where I have rich frosted donuts and Popham's glazed donut holes. And then I have Minnie's apple snack pies, which are so cute. And then Minnie's brownie chocolate chips. But, you know, there's over 100 Entenmann's baked goods. So you could choose, you know, anything that you want. And that is such an easy way to end the party on a sweet note and know that everybody's going to enjoy it. It's going to be lovely. And it's so easy for you.
Right. So these are already made, is what you're saying?
Oh, yeah. They are made, ready to open up and set out. I mean, as far as having a party, there's not much easier you can do. And they are incredible. You know, it tastes like homemade.
And tell us the name of it again.
So Entenmann's Baked Goods. You'll find them in your grocery store.
Okay.
But there are, you know, there's more to choose from than you can imagine. But the Minnie's apple snack pies, I think, go perfect with summer. You know, summer and apple pie has been a thing forever. So they're ideal, I think, for parties in the summer.
I love that. And let me ask you a question. Okay, where do we get your books? Because there's so many ideas here that I know that I'm going to want to read it. In fact, I want to even have you back on to talk about some of your other books.
Oh, fun. That would be great. Well, you can find Y'all Come Over, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, your local bookstore, anywhere books are sold. It's nationally distributed, so you'll be able to find it easily.
I love that. I love that. And again, leave us with one major tip that we need to have you and have in our kitchen all the time.
Well, an easy thing, I think, especially when you're entertaining, is to make sure everything has a little extra attention paid to it, because I think your guests appreciate that so much. So when you're thinking about what to serve as a beverage for the party, think about purchasing really good quality lemonade and bringing it home, putting it in a pitcher, but dressing it up with fresh mint, with sliced limes, edible flowers. So you really have given it personality, and it didn't take you much time or money. And it's something that people really appreciate. You know, that extra attention to detail. I think
absolutely.
Guests
I
always love
that. That makes all the difference in the world. So I love this. Rebecca Lang, thank you so much. And again, give out your website and how we can find out more information.
Yes, everything I've talked about today is on tipsontv.com. And I hope you have a great summer and a wonderful party for your dad.
Thank you so much. And Rebecca, reach out to me. I'd love to connect with you and get some of your books and talk about some more things on my show here.
Absolutely. I will do it. Thank you, Kim.
You got it. Have a great day, and thank you so much for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much, Rebecca. And I want to, we've got Norman Thatcher from TNT Anger Management on the line.
Hi, Norman. Thank you so much for calling in. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay, Kim. How are you?
I'm good. And I know that for our listeners, I just want to make sure that they know that you are with TNT Anger Management. And what do you got for us today?
Well, I wanted to give my condolences to the victims of the mass shooting in Texas. This was just days after 10 people were killed in Buffalo, and more locally, there was a gunman who held up a California church at gunpoint. So I just wanted to call and give my condolences to, again, the family members of Texas and Buffalo. And as a community provider for anger management and mental health, I wanted to give a message to stop these copycat incidents and have your listeners please spread the word of being proactive with family members, friends. If anything just looks off or they're having any kind of symptoms that you just don't think is part of their average day, please give TNT Anger Management Services a call, and hopefully none of these incidents will
reoccur, right? Yeah. Give out your phone number too, Norman.
Sure. My number is area code 818-264-6255.
And just for our listeners, I know you're on every month, and I really appreciate you calling in to share this. What is it that you do? I know you help the community in so many ways, but you talk to people individually to really see if it stems from anger management, because everything from anger stems from something else, correct?
Correct. And again, consultation is free. I have three different methods of getting me through, either a phone session, through a Zoom session, through an office visit in Westlake Village. The consultation is just to see where people are at that moment, and whatever level of care they need, I would love to give referrals. If it's something they don't think they need with me at this time, please seek help if you think the next level of anger is needed, especially in the community of Ventura and Los Angeles.
I love that. Thank you so much. Give out your number one more time.
Area code 818-264-6255.
There you go. All right. Well, thank you again. I appreciate you calling, and stay well. And stay, you know, keep doing what you're doing.
And thank you, Kim, as a radio host, for putting the information out, also out to the community.
I appreciate that. Thanks, Norman. Talk to you
soon.
Welcome.
Okay, take care.
All right, we're going to take a really quick break. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Even good people can end up under investigation or facing a criminal charge. Ridley Defense can help start getting your life back on track. Bringing on a premier criminal defense team like Ridley Defense as early as possible gives you the greatest potential for a favorable outcome. Learn how Ridley Defense can help. Call 805-208-1866 for a complimentary consultation about your case. Ridley Defense provides the very best criminal defense representation you'll find in Ventura, Santa Barbara, and Los Angeles. They are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. For more information, visit RidleyDefense.com. That's RidleyDefense.com. Ridley Defense can help heal you and your family during the criminal justice process. Ridley Defense handles everything from DUI to the most serious crimes, including major felonies and appeals. Get a premier criminal defense team on your side. Visit RidleyDefense.com. That's RidleyDefense.com. Or call 805-208-1866 today.
Did you know anger management is available to you? Do you live with stress every day? Are you driving, feeling stressed, possibly speeding? There are stress management techniques available to you to help you reduce stress and the risk of a court-ordered anger management class. TNT Anger Management Services can help you. The consultation is free. Call TNT today, not tomorrow, at 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255. Or go to their website at tntams.com. That's tntams.com.
The Kim Pagano Show is proud to partner with the eWomen Network as they continue to help millions of women entrepreneurs achieve their goal of $1 million in annual revenue. The eWomen Network accelerated events take place the first Wednesday of each month at the beautiful Los Robles Greens in Thousand Oaks. The event will include lunch with wonderful speakers talking about relevant topics for your business and many opportunities to network with potential clients and make connections. Come join the fun and elevate your business. The eWomen Network only requires one lifetime member fee and a monthly fee to stay active on their website. Come find out how the eWomen Network is different than the other networking groups. Apply now on their website at
eWomenNetwork/chapters/Calabasas-665. That's eWomenNetwork/chapters/Calabasas-665.
Main Street Mortgage guides and educates clients based on three fundamental principles coined by America's homeownership coach, John W. Mallett, which form the basis of their unique approach to building wealth and well-being through homeownership. When followed, these principles result in their clients' successful purchase of their home and lay a strong foundation for sustained homeownership. Main Street Mortgage's mission, purpose, and goals are to provide you with the tools to finance and purchase your dream home. Come one step closer to homeownership by contacting Gina at 818-874-9900. That's 818-874-9900. Don't put your dreams on hold any longer. Call today.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on
KVTA. My next guest is Jeremy Schifling. And if any of you are on LinkedIn, you're going to want to hear this. He is all about LinkedIn, conquered LinkedIn. Get the job, own your future. Let's welcome Jeremy.
Good morning, Jeremy. Welcome, and thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, joining me is Jeremy Schifling, and you are going to share with us really about conquering LinkedIn, get the job, and own the future. And you actually used to be a career coach, correct?
That's right.
Yeah, thank you so much for joining us. You know, it's funny, I really am active on LinkedIn now. And there's still a couple things I don't know, so I'm really excited to, talk with you and have you share some of the things. Why LinkedIn and the great opportunity of, you know, so many people that can help have that option there?
Yeah, so this is a sort of dirty little secret of LinkedIn, Kim, is that even though it seems like a social network to us, you know, get another Facebook, get another Twitter, it's actually much more like a tool. This really important weapon in your arsenal to get found for opportunity. And at the same time that we're using it as job seekers, recruiters are scouring it every single day looking for top talent. And so if you build your profile right, if you make yourself discoverable, they can find you and actually reach out to you with awesome job opportunities.
Oh, that's really interesting. So is it important to join all those groups that, like, so I'm a radio host. Let's just use me as an example. I would be doing anything that has to do with media. Would they be searching for me in that categories?
Yeah, great question. So groups do matter, and we can talk about that in a second. Okay. Let's think even more basic. You know, if I'm a radio recruiter and I wanted someone who has skills in radio, social media, media relations, I'm going to be typing those into my screen. And if you've got those on your profile, you're going to rise to the top of my rankings. So that's the first step.
Interesting.
Make sure that you've got all the right keywords.
So that would be when you're tagging. So is that what you mean? Like at the bottom, you would say do a post and then tag them at the bottom?
Well, let me make it even easier. So, like, if you think about your core profile, this has Kim Pagano, personality on radio, you have all these sections there, just like your resume, where you can list your experiences and your skills. And so if you're including those words, again, things like radio or social media, then the algorithm will pick that up and say, aha, Kim is a perfect match for this job. Let me bring her profile to this recruiter.
Oh, I love that. We did not know about that. It's very cool. Okay, so Jeremy, so what, I mean, you talk about this,
Okay, so the ideal resume, should you be putting that on there too? I mean, what if you're not even really looking for a job, but everybody wants a better opportunity, correct?
Yeah, so here's the big secret here, is that a lot of people spend so much time on their resumes. Like, I don't know about you, Kim, but I probably spent 100 hours over the course of my career trying to optimize my resume, get the right bullet points on. And you know how often my resume has been seen, Kim? Mm-hmm. Probably not more than a couple of minutes over the course of my lifetime. Because recruiters are only spending a couple of seconds on it. But those same bullet points, that same verbiage sitting on my profile is scanned millions of times a day because that's where the recruiters are. So number one thing to do is just take all that good stuff on your resume and get it online where it can be found.
I love that. What a great tip. Okay. And so keep sharing, please.
Yeah. So remember, another question that comes up a lot is, okay, I get this idea of keywords and matching, but how do I figure out which keywords really matter for me? And so here's another really advanced hack for your listeners, Kim. If you go over to a separate site called jobscan.co, you can scan all the job descriptions you're most excited about, all the companies you love, and it will tell you, number one, here are your most important keywords, and then number two, here are the ones you're missing on your profile, so you can fill in those gaps and get credit for your expertise.
I love that. And say the name again, JobScan.
JobScan.co.
.co. Okay, perfect. Okay, good tips. What else? I'm loving this.
Yeah, so let's talk about the human side of things, not just the technological side. So imagine now you're a recruiter at your dream company, and you've got all the great people with great LinkedIn profiles. Kim, if you were in the recruiter's shoes, would you rather choose someone who knows five people at your company or someone who knows no one?
Oh, yeah. So you've got a big following. Guess what? You know that that person is going to be able to share it in a huge way.
Exactly. And most importantly, as human beings, we just trust people we know a lot more than we trust strangers.
That's true.
And so if your listeners want to get the biggest, if your listeners want to get the biggest advantage possible in terms of applying for jobs, don't just build out a great profile or a great resume, but have someone on the inside go to bat for you. Because if you do that, data shows that you're 10 times more likely to be hired than someone who only applies online.
I love these tips. I really do. I just want to remind everybody that is just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Jeremy Schiffling. And tell me the name of your book. Is it Conquer LinkedIn, Get the Job, and Own Your Future, correct?
That's right. So it's called Linked, and it's all about conquering LinkedIn, owning your future, getting access to the best opportunities.
And so are you giving all these tips in your book?
Absolutely. These tips plus many, many more.
I love that. I mean, there's nowhere that you can really learn how to do LinkedIn. So what a great concept to be able to do this. And so let me ask you, on all of the social medias, what would you say, do you think LinkedIn is the most powerful one?
Yeah, good question. So when it comes to having a large following, you know, obviously there are things like Twitter and TikTok, but when it comes to results, actually getting jobs and getting access to opportunity, there is no better place than LinkedIn, because again, it's not just you posting stuff into the void, it's actually recruiters who are seeing it, who want to hire you.
I like that. So it makes it very worthwhile. You know, sometimes you think that you're on, you know, let's say Instagram or Facebook, and you're putting stuff there. I do a lot of positive thoughts because that's really what my show is about. But to really put some good stuff in there, some meat that's going to change people's lives, that's really where it comes down to, correct?
That's right. If you're sharing valuable content that can help others and demonstrate your expertise, people will appreciate that. They'll share it in turn. And now you have even a bigger brand to share with recruiters.
I love it. Really last question, Jeremy, and I thank you so much for your time and joining us here. How'd you get into this? How'd you learn this?
Yeah. So here's the interesting thing, Kim. I actually started my career as a kindergarten teacher back in Brooklyn.
I was able to go
from there to working at, Apple, Google, LinkedIn itself. And I realized it's not that hard. It can seem so daunting when you start out, but there are ways to break in, ways to sort of play the game the best way. And I want to make sure that everyone across the world has access to those same secrets.
So you're the epitome of everything you learned was in kindergarten, right? That book.
That's right.
I love that. Jeremy, I'd love to continue to talk with you. I know we only have limited time here. How do my listeners get in touch with you? And then connect with me on social, please, on LinkedIn.
Oh, absolutely. And I'll say that Kim has an amazing LinkedIn profile. So anyone who hasn't followed her, please do that. And then
if you
want to learn more about the book, head over to thejobinsiders.com. We have all these things to grade your profile, get a profile checklist, and it's all free at thejobinsiders.com.
I love it. And after you're here on the radio, download my podcast and rate us and leave us a little review there. We really appreciate it. So thank you so much, Jeremy, and best of luck. I love this. I can't wait to get my copy.
Thank you so much, Kim, and good luck to all your listeners.
You got it. Take care. My last guest is Allison Raskin, and here's another thing. Some of us are overthinking about everything in life and navigating romantic relationships. Allison has a podcast and her book, and you're going to find out a little bit about anxiety, OCD, and depression, and we can learn a lot. So let's welcome Allison Raskin. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, joining us is Allison Raskin. Her podcast is Just Between Us, and, of course, her new book, Overthinking You. And so we are looking to find out a little bit more about you. Thank you. Yeah, so the book is Overthinking About You, Navigating Romantic Relationships When You Have Anxiety, OCD, and or Depression. And so I really wanted to kind of look at that intersection of mental health and dating and sort of provide some guidance and a bit of a roadmap for how to go about all of this. Oh, I love it. And what's your background? Why did you kind of go into this kind of a talk? So I've actually had OCD since I was 4 years old. So my mental health has always been a big part of my life. And, you know, the area where I felt like I had the least control, where it felt the most rocky and unstable, was always my romantic relationship. And I kind of came up on the internet. I had a YouTube channel, and that's now podcasts. And I was always sort of sharing parts of myself and my journey and all of that. And I realized that people were really kind of hungry to hear more about it because we really don't talk about it enough. And so then when I noticed the shift in the way that I was able to date and that I was able to have, you know, healthier relationships, I was like, ooh, this feels like something worth sharing. So I dived into the book and interviewed a bunch of experts, mental health professionals, dating coaches, couples, and sort of blew out the world so that it would be as helpful. Wow. Good for you, Allison. And you know what? So many people really, I mean, that's really what my show is all about, the brighter side of life. Life happens to us, but it's how we definitely walk through it. And obviously you are making an impact by sharing your journey and sharing what, you know, your emotions are and how it works for you. And of course, when we have maybe a breakup or something like that, it definitely is a trigger. And so talk to us a little bit about that. Yeah, so for me, you know, breakups were not something that I handled well. I would often kind of fall into suicidal ideation. I'd self-harmed. I would hate myself and feel like I would never find anyone else ever again. I would hit these really low lows. And so a lot of the work had to do with kind of reframing what a breakup meant. You know, I think when we attach all of this meaning to it, that, oh, this is a rejection of me as a person. This means I'm unworthy. This has some saying into what my future will be. Instead of just things didn't work out with one person on a planet of billions of people.
What a great perspective right there. That's awesome. I love that. And it's so true, but we're stuck in that moment. And even, you know, people that don't have any difficulties feel those same things, but it exploded by 100%, right, of feeling that way.
You know, and are we going to learn all of this in your book?
Definitely, yeah. I sort of take you through the whole thing of from breakups to how to date productively, from how to talk to your partner about difficult topics, how to kind of navigate sex when anxiety is at play and maybe some, you know, medical side effects from your medication. And so, yeah, I sort of touch on all the major topics.
Wow. Kudos to you, Allison. I love this. I want to, you know what? I know we only have a couple minutes, but I would love to have you back and really dig deep because I think this is so needed in our community, in our world, and so many people. It's a hush-hush topic, and I love to bring that to surface to really help so many others. How do our listeners find you and find your book?
Yeah, so Overthinking About You is available pretty much wherever books are sold. Love to support an indie bookstore, and I know The Strand in New York ships internationally and has signed copies. You can find me on social at Allison Raskin or follow my mental health account on Instagram, Emotional Support Lady. And I also have my weekly podcast, Just Between Us.
There you go. I love it. I love it. Well, you have a really great day, and thank you. Please share our show. And also download my podcast, The Kim Pagano Show, and let's help each other get more of this out there. I appreciate it.
Definitely. Thank you so much.
Thank you, everyone. And again, have a really great Memorial Weekend. Happy birthday to my daughter that was this week and always on Memorial Weekend. And again, I thank you so much for joining us here on The Kim Pagano Show. I always end my show with a moment of happiness. Live life to the fullest and focus on the positive. With that, I'll talk to you next week.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight